Blog Talk Radio.
Baruch Hashem, this is Mark Lichtenwalter coming to you live on this 28th day of November 2019. This is Fundamentally Mormon. Guest calling number is 917-889-8827. That's 917-889-8827. We're going to be continuing on with Chapter 2, Priesthood in the Past, which is the book, The Church and the Priesthood by Ogden Kraut. You can find the live stream for this at facebook.com/LAZURUS1977 and at youtube.com/user/God is my compass. I'm going to get right into the audio or to the reading right now, and we'll just take it from there. I will open up the guest call-in line a little bit later. As soon as we are done with the reading, anybody who wants to call or comment can do so at on the live Facebook stream, and also calling in the phone number. I'll give that phone number again in just a little bit. So, all right. I had to after the last recording, the audio was really bad, so. I had to go out and spend about $100 on new connections and whatnot and displays and a whole bunch of stuff. So luckily I was able to find some of that at the DI, at least the displays. I got two displays for the computer for $3 a piece, and they both work. So pretty lucky there. Anyway, let's get right into the reading. The Priesthood in the Past, Chapter 2 of The Church and the Priesthood by Ogden Kraut. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 11 through 12. To better understand the nature and power of the priesthood, let us go back to the beginning of time, when great prophets possessed and demonstrated the attributes of the high and holy priesthood.
Oh, of course, this has to go crazy.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Just gonna fix something real quick if I can. Hopefully I can. Still trying to work out the bugs of all of this. Hi, Kim. That's my wife. Hi, Jordan. That's my friend. All right. Oh, Alan's on. Hi, Alan, over in the Philippines. Hopefully you're still over there. All right. Okay, let's get back into the reading. Sorry about that. Let's see. It is the Melchizedek priesthood that holds the keys of the mysteries of the revelations of God, that unlocks and unfolds the secret purposes of Jehovah, and through which the children of men are enabled to come into the presence of the Most High, and without it, no man can see the face of God and live. Joseph Smith, Times and Seasons, Volume 4, page 25. With the great prophets, all the great prophets were blessed with the same priesthood. In the Pearl of Great Price, chapter 7 of the Book of Moses, verse 69, it says, Enoch, in possession of this priesthood, walked with God and was translated by faith, for it came to pass that Zion was not, for God received it up into his own bosom, end quote. Noah had the same priesthood, and hence God spoke to him and told him to build an ark, revealed unto him the pattern and dimensions, and made known unto him the destruction that was coming on the earth. We're on page 12 for those of you following along. You can read this for free at OgdenCrowd.com. You can also read it on my website, Fundamentally Mormon, or on page 12. Melchizedek and Abraham also possessed the priesthood, and hence the Lord appeared unto him, Abraham, as he sat at the tent door. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord, Jehovah our Elohim, conversed with Abraham and revealed unto him his purposes. Moses also had the Melchizedek priesthood, and the Lord spoke unto him out of the burning bush and told him to go into Egypt and deliver the Israelites, and manifested his power in their behalf through the instrumentality of Moses. God afterward appeared to Moses, or Moshe, and also the 70 elders of Israel upon the mount, and they saw the God of Israel and did eat and drink. Exodus chapter 24, verse 10 and 11. There were individual prophets among them who had the priesthood and testified of great events. Yet they sought what the Spirit within them did signify when it testified concerning the coming of Christ and the glory that should follow. See Times and Seasons, volume 4, page 25. The Holy Priesthood was repeatedly demonstrated in the life of Father Abraham. Referring to this, the prophet Joseph Smith stated, quote, Abraham says to Melchizedek, I believe all that thou hast taught me concerning the priesthood and the coming of the Son of Man. So Melchizedek ordained Abraham and set him away. Abraham rejoiced, saying, now I have a priesthood. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 322 through 323. In this statement, Joseph Smith makes some significant clarifications on the nature of priesthood. Quote, Abraham was not born with the priesthood. It was given to him by Melchizedek. Abraham had to learn and be taught about the priesthood and Jesus Christ, or Yeshua, our Messiah, the coming Messiah, or HaMashiach, page 13. Abraham did not hang around Melchizedek and attend a Sunday school class, nor follow his living prophet. Rather, Melchizedek set him away to exercise his priesthood by fulfilling a mission and laboring as God would instruct. Abraham rejoiced because he had the priesthood rather than just an office in the church. Abraham went forth under the direction of God. He was guided where to go, what to say, and whom to marry. God appeared to him from time to time, and he became known as the friend of God. The life of Abraham was the open demonstration of the priesthood. Oh, I think we're having a little bit of a problem here. Let me see. Okay, there it goes. We also learn that Abraham achieved the fullness of the priesthood in his lifetime. Now, what is the fullness of the priesthood? This is not understood by many in the LDS Church today, but in section 124, and I know Jordan and Kim and William and Alan and everybody who's listening who does listen knows what I teach about the fullness of the priesthood, but let me just clarify for those of you who are just joining us and don't know what my teachings are concerning that fullness. In order to receive the fullness of the priesthood, you have to receive it by the hand of God and none other. Joseph Smith taught that the major prophets all received the hand of the fullness of the priesthood by the Father. Now, in order to receive the fullness of the priesthood, you have to have the priesthood of Melchizedek confirmed upon you by someone who has authority to give it, which is somebody who has it themselves. But in order to receive the fullness, you have to receive that from the Father. In 2003, I was given the fullness of the priesthood under the hand of the Father himself And so I understand what the fullness is. Enoch had it, Abraham had it, Isaac, Moses, these major prophets had the fullness of the priesthood. They had received the Melchizedek priesthood from those who were ordained and had it conferred upon them, but the fullness of the priesthood cannot be given from man to man. It has to be given from God, Jehovah our Elohim, maybe Jesus Christ, I'm not sure. But in section 124, Jesus Christ tells Joseph Smith to build a temple in Nauvoo, whereby the Father, and Jesus is the one speaking, whereby the Most High can come dwell therein, that he may restore that which was lost unto you, or that which was taken away, even the fullness of the priesthood. Men like Denver Snuffer and others do not understand this verse. They believe that Jesus Christ was supposed to come and restore the fullness of the priesthood. But let's take notice that it is Jesus Christ in January of 1841 who is telling Joseph Smith to build the temple whereby the Most High can come dwell therein, not himself, that he, Jesus is speaking of the Father, that he might restore that which was lost unto you or that which was taken away in the fullness of the priesthood. I do not believe the fullness of the priesthood is ever restored to the church as a whole. I believe that I believe that God wanted to restore the fullness, and that would have been Zion's redemption. But because of disobedience in the church, the Father actually never came to that temple in Nauvoo. It was never finished. Jesus Christ himself never came, and that's what Denver Snuffer teaches, is that Jesus was supposed to come do it. But it was Jesus that was speaking the revelation to Joseph Smith about the Most High to come dwell therein. And God didn't take away the fullness from them. He took it away from the earth. It was supposed to be restored. That's another misunderstanding that a lot of Remanites have concerning the fullness of the priesthood. But continuing on with the reading, we also learn that Abraham achieved the fullness of the priesthood in his lifetime. The prophet Joseph Smith stated, "Those holding the fullness of the Melchizedek priesthood are kings and priests of the Most High God, holding the keys of power and blessings." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 322. So you don't get the fullness of the priesthood by having some other person give you a second anointing or a third anointing or a second or third endowment, which is a thing. You get it by receiving the fullness under the hands of the Father himself. So a lot of these fundamentalist groups believe that they have the fullness given to them because they have had their second anointings. If you have not had your calling and election made sure and you have not had the Father himself lay it upon you, you do not have it. You can have the Aaronic or the Melchizedek priesthood, but you do not have the fullness unless... And it's not, I think I felt something on my head, and now I'm going to go talk about it. The Father will appear to you in his flesh. He does have a body of flesh and bone. I have embraced him in the light of the noonday sun. I know he's not just a spirit. He has a spirit, but our Father has a resurrected being just like Jesus Christ does. Continuing on, Abraham received a Urim and Thummim to learn of greater things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He fulfilled the duties of the priesthood patriarchal order with over 300 members in his family circle. That's something about the law of adoption, which we'll get into that later. He became so worthy and righteous that the Lord revealed the following about him. And this is in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 29. Abraham received all things whatsoever he received by revelation and by commandment. By my word, saith the Lord, and hath entered into his exaltation and sitteth upon his throne. We do not know whether or not Abraham and many of the Old Testament prophets ever had a church, but we do know that they held the priesthood. Furthermore, It was this priesthood that made it possible for them to walk and talk with Jehovah or Elohim or God. The prophet Joseph Smith declared that all the prophets had the Melchizedek priesthood and were ordained by God himself. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 181. I wish Joseph would have been a little bit more, I wish he would have said a little bit more about this. A lot of what we have that Joseph Smith taught is actually like notes that people were taking as they were listening to him preach. So he may have spoke a lot more about these things. But just to clarify, all of the major prophets that had the fullness of the priesthood received it by God himself under his physical hands. However, today most churches, orders, synagogues, and parishes do not demonstrate any evidence that they are blessed with the holy priesthood. They may have started out with that power. But it takes only a short time for an organization, political, religious, or economic, to change its original purposes and beliefs. The early church, established by the Savior himself, was no exception to this falling away. Let me read that again. The early Christian church, established by the Savior himself, was no exception to this falling away. It's because Satan wants to get his claws in everything that God does. And Satan used the Holy Roman Empire, not so holy or set apart, to hijack early Christianity, which is very unfortunate for the Christians of the world because there were many plain and precious truths taken from the early church that had to be restored by a prophet, as is spoken of in the New Testament when it talks about the restitution of all things. Continuing, it did not fall into apostasy all at once. It was a gradual process. Dr. James E. Talmadge noted that it is now our saddening duty to consider the decline of spiritual power within the church and the eventual apostasy of the church itself. End quote. The Great Apostasy by James E. Talmadge, who was an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, page 13. Excuse me. The falling away of the priesthood from the church was evident by its gradual and eventual disappearance. It is important to note that as the Christian church grew in prosperity, it dwindled in spirituality. With all its expansion, worldly power, and its gradual loss of power of the priesthood, and what is worse, the church, the leaders of the church did not realize it. This should be a serious warning to those in our dispensation. All right, so let me see if we have any comments that I can read here. Also, the guest call-in number, that's the end of the chapter, by the way. The guest call-in number is 917-889-8827. That's 917-889-8827. And my wife says, "Hi, honey, I wish I was there with you. It sounds much better this time." Thank you, Kim. So I kind of got trapped by a storm. We've had some messes. We just moved into this house. It's been empty for 3 years. There is like this secondary gray water system that goes parallel to the black water system that goes out to the septic tank. And the gray water system goes out to the garden, but it's shut off. Well, this house has been empty for 3 years, and sewage petrified in the pipe has caused us major problems. And so we've been dealing with that, and I've lost a lot of time at work. So I thought, okay, I'm going to work until 6 in the morning because the mine closed down at 6 in the morning. and I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to go over the pass. Indian Canyon is about 91 or 9,200 feet elevation. It might be 95. I can't remember. It's up there, though. It's the only way to get from Emory County to Roosevelt, where my wife went for Thanksgiving. And, well, there was a storm. Anyway, so she went over there. I was gonna finish work and then drive my little car over to be with my family. And it turns out that that's just not gonna happen. So anyway, let's see here. Jordan says, "Hi, Mark. Sorry I missed your call. We were out late with the kids. It's good to see you back on. Thanks." Thanks, Jordan. I haven't heard from you in a while, and I haven't really seen your Facebook postings either, so I was just wondering how you've been doing, and I'm glad that you're doing well. See if I can... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, it looks like Alan Flynn's on. William. Hi, William. Hi, Ken. Uncle Ken. He's a truck driver, so who knows where in the world he's at tonight. Beto, I guess. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Sorry. Anyway, let me check the studio and see if anybody has called in. And it doesn't look like we have any callers, which is fine. I'm not going to say whenever I'm going to do these videos from now on, because like I have such good intentions on doing them, and then things happen. Like the other day, I was going to get up and do a video, and then go to bed, take a nap, and then get up later and go to work. And as I was downstairs, my daughter flushed the toilet upstairs, and the downstairs toilet had bubbles coming up out of it, and then it filled up, which is a telltale sign that it was clogged up again. So I spent the evening, I didn't even go to work, trying to fix that again. So, I mean, I take care of my kids during the day. I try to sleep when I can, and I try to work when I can. So, anyway, it is what it is. But thank you, everyone, for watching. The better video hopefully will be on YouTube. I know that the Facebook video is, like, kind of up high. So, and I hope that people can read the screen too. I tried to blow it up and to make it zoom in, but I don't have to do all that. I'm not technological, whatever. I try to do the best I can. I'm a little bit jealous because I hear all of these new podcasts that come out and people do such a better job than me. And I'm like just struggling to figure it all out all the time. But anyway, thank you, everyone. Please like, share, and subscribe on YouTube and share these videos with on your Facebook feed. I need to have 1,000 subscribers to be able to have some options opened up to me so that I can do some more better things on YouTube. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast and watching the video. Take care. God bless and shalom.